Chapter 3. When she reached the door of the Chestnut Street deli barn and saw that bitch Lisa Bellow posing at the counter inside, Meredith nearly turned on her heel and headed home. Forget the soda. She didn't need it. Yes, its promise had propelled her through that final problem on the algebra test. Yes, its promise had helped dispel the nagging disappointment that she had not had enough time to graph the asymptotes on that final problem, and thus would at best only get half credit for it, and only if Mrs. Adolphson was feeling in an extremely generous mood. But it wasn't like she was desperate for a soda, like going without one would kill her. There was no one in the deli barn besides Lisa and the curly-haired guy who made the subs. Sandwich farmer, his shirt proclaimed, so Meredith would have to say something upon entering in order to not look like a total whack job, and she didn't particularly want to have to think up something to say to Lisa that was at once fiercely clever and totally nonchalant. She had done enough thinking today, thank you very much. Often, after school, she felt as if she'd just spent 7 hours and 15 minutes on stage, with 2 brief intermissions during which she sat on a stone-cold toilet in a tiny stall, cursing herself for all the missed cues and blown lines. Now, after curtain, all she wanted from the remainder of the afternoon was a large root beer and a peaceful 1.19-mile walk home in the dwindling warmth of early October. But, of course, there was Lisa Bellow to screw things up. Lisa Bellow, who had taken so much from Meredith already. Lisa Bellow taking again, this time a root beer. Lisa glanced up in the direction of the door, and the girl's eyes touched for a moment through the glass. There was nothing extraordinary in the eye contact, really only the merest shade of recognition. But now Meredith was trapped. A hasty retreat, witnessed by the enemy, would be just another heap of coal in the furnace that powered their operation. Further proof that Lisa and her friends controlled not only the middle school itself, but also the quiet streets, small businesses, and suburban neighborhoods that lay just beyond it. Meredith took an instant to gather herself, then casually pushed open the jingling door. There were bells attached that looked like Christmas bells.